Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I don't want people to think that I have this perfect sex life where everything goes off without a hitch and it's always wonderful and I just over here just orgasming rainbows out of my pussy. It doesn't work that way. I can already kind of see where this is going. I was like, okay, I'm just basically going to be masturbating on this guy's dick. I just got the vibe instantly. As you can tell, this is just going down, 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 right? I mean, a bad place to be right now in this moment with my legs spread and a new cock inside me is I'm in my head. I was so wet. Sometimes I can get over, like, I mean, I can get really, really wet. That's when a butt plug helps. Like, I can get super, super wet. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries. I am Layla. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right. I have a very fun show today. I'm going to kind of peel back the kimono a bit on some not so great sexual experiences I've had over my journeys through the Curious Girl Diaries. But before I do, I want to give a big thank you to all of you that are supporting me and this show through the affiliate links that I put out there. Thank you so much. As you know, I haven't monetized the show, and since I've been doing it for 5.5 years and paying it for it by myself, it really helps when you guys buy these products. And of course, they're only things that I truly, truly love. So thank you so much. And remember, if you want to try the Taste Vita so you can taste better for your partner, they're super great. All you need to do is take them a couple hours before you want to have sex. Of course, they do work pretty well if you just take them daily. It's kind of like no fuss, no muss. Also, my all-time favorite, my best discovery from 2021 is the Foria sex oil with CBD. Guys, and I just learned something new. Did you know they have changed the formulation on the sex oil? They have now doubled the CBD that comes in that sex oil. Holy shit. I am still on my first bottle. It's a big bottle, guys. It's 120 milliliters. You don't go through it fast. But the good news is I already ordered a second bottle that has twice the CBD. Does it get much better? Twice the results I've been getting them than the first time? Holy shit. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. It's going to be, I'll probably just be orgasming involuntarily. No, they're not saying that. They're not claiming that. That's just on me. But anyway, guys, if you want to connect through any of those links, go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com/podcasts. Click on this podcast that you're listening to now, and you'll see my links. And when you click through, you'll get the bestie discount. That's right, guys. I love you so much. I made sure that everybody that buys through my links gets a special discount. All right, now let's get into it. Holy cow. All right, I want to talk about bad sex because I just had some recently. I really was thinking whether or not I should even talk about this because I don't want to hurt feelings. And I don't really know that this guy is really was that much paying attention to the fact that I have a podcast. It kind of casually went by in the conversation. So I quite frankly don't even know if he knows the name of it. So I'm just going to put it out there because I feel like, number one, you guys love it when I dish. And number two, I don't want people to think that I have this perfect sex life where everything goes off without a hitch and it's always wonderful. And, you know, I just over here just orgasming rainbows out of my pussy. It doesn't work that way. No, it's if you want to have a good sex life, an active sex life, a fulfilling sex life, it's like anything, guys. You got to work at it. It does take a little bit of the glamour out of it, I will admit. However, it's just like anything you want. You want to be in shape, you got to work out. You want to look a certain way, weigh a certain amount, you know, you got to watch your calories and increase your cardio and do your weight training. And there's a sacrifice for everything. So sometimes while I'm out there trying to have good sex and maintain an active sex life, every once in a while, you come across somebody that either you don't mesh with your chemicals or your chemistry, or sometimes, in my opinion, they're just a bad lover. I would kind of put this guy in the not so great lover category. And again, it's not something I like to say or I say lightly, but let me tell you what happened. So we'd planned to meet. I go over there and it was kind of like there was really no foreplay. Thank goodness I had the Foria sex oil with me. Thank God. I bring that with me everywhere, by the way. I think I even left it at one guy's house one time. Hold on. Let me think about this. I did. I left it at new guy's and then I got it. Oh, he brought it with him when he came over. Okay, that's right. It's coming back to me now. Yes, I was not happy about that, leaving it. But I was okay with it because I knew he was coming over and he was going to bring it back. He lives about 45 minutes away. I would have gotten in my car and gone and picked it up because it is that good. But anyway, so I went over to his house and, you know, there was just a teeny little bit of kissing and he just wanted to get right into it, which is, you know, that part I don't mind, but you got to have some foreplay. Women, we need to prime the pump a bit. There was no oral. There was very little kissing. You could have groped a tit. You could have sucked a tit. There was none of that. It was basically just kind of like condom on and get on the bed. And then I'm like, okay, wait. Let me, you know, I brought my accoutrement. I brought my sex toys and I brought my, of course, my CBD sex oil. And so I get that stuff out and I plug in my Hitachi. I'm like, I can already kind of see where this is going. I was like, okay, I'm just basically going to be masturbating on this guy's dick. I just got the vibe instantly. And maybe I played a role in it because the minute I caught wind of this, I just was like, uh-oh, I know, I can see where this is going. And I was right. So I'm just like, okay. So I'm trying to make eye contact, kind of trying to get into it, do a little naughty talk. And he's not really responding very much. I mean, you know, he's saying a few little things, but it was just like, to me, it felt like it was awkward for him. Almost like I was the really naughty, adventurous one, and he was more the vanilla guy. And he didn't represent himself that way, but he certainly kind of acted like it. I felt like I was with a little boy, like, you know, like this was his first time or something. He just seemed a little bunged up. But anyway, so I've got the Hitachi, and then he kind of makes a comment, a flip comment about the Hitachi. And like, it's kind of distracting him. And I'm like, I'm sorry, let me get this straight. You have a hot, gorgeous woman. Yes, I just call myself gorgeous. I'm just, you know, I'm exaggerating, right? I mean, but I'm not. You have a very sexy, sexually in tune woman who would sit here and do stuff with you all night long for hours and hours. I have no hangups. I am naked as a jaybird. Bright light shining on me, everything, it's go time. And you're worried about the Hitachi. Like, it's kind of like in your way, or you don't like it so much or whatever. And I'm just thinking, well, maybe if you were doing something else that I wouldn't be so heavy on the Hitachi. I didn't say that, right? But that's what I'm thinking. So as you can tell, this is just going down, 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 right? I mean, a bad place to be right now in this moment with my legs spread and a new cock inside me is I'm in my head. I'm thinking like, okay, now I've got to try to like pull myself out of that mindset and get back into it. So he said, after the little kind of offhanded Hitachi comment, I just kind of was like, okay, well, let me help you with that. So basically, I just flipped over, stuck my ass in the air, and put my, I just had, was down on one elbow because I didn't want to look at him. I literally was just like, okay, I just don't want to look at him. So in that angle, I'm able to sort of move the Hitachi a little more flush with my stomach. So it's not maybe touching his cock as it's going in and out or vibrating too much or whatever. So I just kind of, I can pull it up a little bit, move it away and still get the effect of the vibration. So anyway, basically it was great. That position was better because then I could just go to a fantasy in my head, imagine that somebody else was back there and not him. I didn't have to look at him. I could just fantasize away. I came once, which is very unusual to even just to have one, just plain one orgasm. Normally I do a lot more than that. And once I came, I just took that thing off, took it off my clit, turned it off, and just kind of sat there. And I actually at one point looked at my fingernails and said, oh, while he's behind me pumping away, oh God, I need to follow these things.
Hello, it's Layla. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just have one quick announcement and I'm so excited about it. I'm almost finished with my free sex bucket list tutorial. I just want you to know if you want to be notified as soon as it launches, all you have to do is go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on sign up under exclusive access to unpublished content. You'll be the first notified when it's available and I'm so excited for you to give it a try. All right, now back to the show.
I was so crass. I'm like, how's it coming? Are you close? I fucking put the pressure on. I was like, okay. I mean, this was just plain awful. And maybe I could have had a better attitude about what I was picking up on and tried to sort of stay in the right headspace. But I don't know. Something rubbed me the wrong way. And so I just was like, okay, that's it. So he finished up and thank God didn't take him very long. I mean, I was literally there in and out in like just about 30 minutes. That is a record for me. Like never have I ever just been that quick, goodbye, out of there. So he did text me again today. I have not texted him back. And I'm just like, no, I don't even know. I'm waiting to think about what I need to say. I should just be polite. Of course, but, and I will, but I'm definitely going to say, I'm just absolutely do not need that again. I'd rather eat a catch-it sandwich. I mean, that was just so not fun. So this kind of makes a couple things that come to mind here, guys, is I'm thinking about the people that have sex lives like this. This is regular for them and their partner. It's like not fun. It's everybody just mechanically kind of pumping away and that's why they're having sex. And I would honestly think if I was with this guy on the regular and this was like my boyfriend and this is how we did it, I wouldn't want to have sex either. Like I don't blame some of these women and I get it when women just get turned off to this shit. And I get it. And also by the way, I get it when guys do too. If somebody's a dead fish in bed and they just don't have any energy, whether they're male or female, whatever it is, it's just like I said, literally, I'm like, fuck, I'd rather eat a catch-it sandwich than see this guy again. No, I'm not going to do it. You could not pay me. There was no connection, no chemistry. And that's something that you really can affect. I mean, it really, you can affect it. You have direct effect over how that goes when you're with someone. So, and this guy wasn't young. He wasn't, you know, I mean, he's not old, but he's not young. So I don't know. I just think, oof, is this how he does it? I mean, he didn't have any complaints about me physically, and he certainly is happy to tell me he thinks I'm sexy and hot and all that, blah, blah, blah. And he definitely got a big old boner. There wasn't. So, you know, again, I mean, he could just be like, well, I thought she looked pretty. She doesn't look the same or what? I don't know. I think I didn't take it as any sort of a lack of interest on his part, just that he just wasn't very creative or passionate, or some people are good lovers, some people aren't. So let's talk about what I think makes a bad lover. And I'll throw in some, these are all coming from experiences I've had for sure. So if you come too quickly, that can be no fun. You know, that can kind of make you a bad lover. And here's the thing. I've dealt with men that are very excitable, and one actual long-term partner that, you know, he's very excitable. Like he can come very quickly. However, he can rebound very quickly. So take that with a grain of salt. So if a man comes really quick, I don't have a problem with that. You can go down on me until you get hard again. You can play with my tits. You can stick a dildo in me. There's all kinds of fun stuff we can do until you're getting, well, and I can be having orgasms from you doing other things. But if you are going to basically, it's come and be done and roll over and that's that, that won't work. I mean, you need to give a woman a little more time to get things going, get that furnace cranking. I mean, once it's cranking, then there's a lot of stuff. I can just I can keep going and have multiple orgasms. I love to do that. I love a good session. I mean, at least an hour. That to me is like a standard. If you can't go an hour, then I don't know. We need to talk. Now, guys, I know there's quickies and I love a good quickie. Nothing wrong with that. Trust me. I'm perfectly happy to have a quickie, but I want the standard to be that, you know, when we have sex, it's about an hour, 45 minutes, an hour. That's kind of there's my minimum mark. And again, if you come really quickly, just start doing other things. It's not always about just the actual pumping in and out. You know, there's other things you can do and keep going. Don't tap out at that point. That's not good. Nobody wants that. Okay. What else? Like not doing, no foreplay, not doing anything for me. I love to make out with a man. I love to touch him all over, play with his nipples, play with his balls, do some playful biting. I love to bite. I'm a biter, you know, because I kind of consider it fun and frisky and flirtatious. Of course, oral sex, giving him a blowjob. I loved it, the teasing blowjob where you're just kind of doing it nice and slow and you're kind of taking it in and out and you're licking and you're sucking, you know, where you're just getting them all excited. You're not in the full, just like in, out, where you're face fucking. I like to build it up a bit. And of course, I enjoy the reciprocal. I mean, what woman doesn't love some good oral sex? A mouth on your clit and on your pussy feels so, so good. Oh my gosh. And so, and I get it. Sometimes people, when you're new, they're less comfortable going down on you. I don't usually find that, but I've heard that. I'm all in. Like if I show up to have sex with you, I'm all in. There's usually not anything, even if you're new, I'm willing to do anal as long as we kind of discussed it. I don't mind sucking your dick. But here's what I do mind if you don't reciprocate. And one of the things that I need as a reciprocal is touch my clit. You know, like, so this guy, as an example, he was not excited about me using the Hitachi. And some men find the Hitachi threatening or any kind of vibrator threatening. It's not the first time I've run into this. It's not that often, but it has happened. And guys, I'll just say this. Women aren't built like you. We don't have penises. We have clits. We have G-spots and we have A-spots. Now, the easiest thing to get to that you don't have to be, that you don't have to be super skilled at. Let me take that back. Let me strike that. You can be bad when you're touching your clit. But first of all, just start out with touching it, for goodness sakes. If you're not even going to touch it, but you don't want me to use my Hitachi. So basically, what are you saying? That you want me to just freewheel it with my hand? I don't mind that. Rocking it old school, I can do that. But I prefer the efficiency and the strong strength of the vibration that I get from a vibrator. So if that's what's getting me off, I'm not really going to be that excited about you dictating to me how I get my orgasms, especially if you're not willing to assist. If you're not willing to assist, you're not going to get much say. I think that's fair. If you're not even going to touch my clit, if you're not going to lick it, you're not going to suck it, you're not going to give me one orgasm that you did, that you stimulated, then I think I should be able to use whatever I want. And I will use whatever I want. The other thing about the clit is there are some guys that, and I get it, you're not a clit owner. You're not a vulva owner. It's hard to know exactly how to touch one. I have seen so many bad examples on porn, and I have experienced some bad examples. With this last go around, I would have been happy to at least experience a bad example of it, because at least then I could have maybe given him some direction, put my hand on top of his, help him kind of guide him with the pressure, with the strokes. Do I want circles? Do I want up and down? How do I want it? Where do I want your fingers? Which fingers exactly? I get it. It is a little bit of an art. I see so many just little porn gifs and things like that. And where he's like, where if you actually see one where he is stimulating her clit, I'd say 9 times out of 10, it just really looks like that's not doing jack shit for her. Or it'll be like, oh, I'll touch it for 3 seconds and then I'm off to something else. Because I don't know what they think that's doing. Are you going to come in 3 seconds? Is that really helping? I don't know. My knowledge of female says, no, it's not. It's not doing much. So just remember, it's like, if I was to be going down on you and really sucking your dick and it felt really good, and it's 3 seconds of feeling good, and then all of a sudden, nothing, and then I'm just kind of boop, 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 maybe poking around your groin, would that feel good? No, you want your dick directly stimulated. And so women want their clits directly stimulated. So just ask your partner what she likes, the kind of pressure, what kind of, watch what she does. You know, I mean, she'll show you. But then also, you know, it'd be kind of fun when you put your hand down there and I want to do it and let her, and then you can have her, and then put her hand on top of yours and just say, show me what you like. And women, we're going to go nuts for that shit. We're absolutely going to show you what we like. Okay, so I think I mentioned this earlier, but again, just the not reciprocating oral. I love to suck dick, especially with a regular partner. I mean, I'm all about it. I really love to satisfy the person that I'm with. And I know how good it feels to have a mouth on you, a mouth on your genitals. It feels amazing. I love to have my nipples sucked and bitten and licked. And I love to have my clit licked and sucked. So if I'm doing it and you're not reciprocating on the oral end, it's a bit of a drag. It will make, in my opinion, this does make bad sex, a man who won't reciprocate. Again, I don't run into it very often, but I will say when I have run into it, I don't know why, because it's just not a slight on them, but I find like sometimes younger guys aren't as hip to the fact that they need to reciprocate. And again, I don't know. It's just been my observation. It's not a slight on younger guys, because I've been with plenty of younger guys that were phenomenal sexually, but I have the times where somebody wasn't reciprocating, they were younger, and it was always that same kind of, I'm getting the mentality of, okay, suck this dick, baby, blah, blah, you know, like gag on my cock, you know, again, you're just watching, maybe you just grew up watching too much porn accessibility. I'm not sure, but I don't have a clit in the back of my throat. I've heard rumors that you hear these elusive rumors that there are women that can have an orgasm from sucking dick. I've never met one, and I've no female friends have ever told me that they could do it. I cannot either. So I like the reciprocal. I would appreciate somebody who wants to reciprocate and is generous in that way. Oh, this next thing I want to mention has happened only once, but it was so rude and I was so upset by it. Taking off your condom without telling me. And I know you're like, how did she not know? Well, I was doggy style and standing up, like kind of leaning on the bed. And he took it off real fast. Like literally, I mean, stroke came out, whipped it off back in. I mean, it was like that fast. And I'm super wet. If I was dry, I probably would have been able to feel the difference. Guys, I remember at this point, like the sex was really good. We were having really good sex. And it just like, I didn't notice. I was so wet. Sometimes I can get over, like, I mean, I can get really, really wet. That's when a butt plug helps. Like I can get super, super wet and it's hard to grip. I try to really clench down, use my Kegels grip, but sometimes, and not, you know, just every once in a while, that doesn't mean I'm not big and stretched out. That's not what I'm saying. It just gets super, super wet. So it's so lubricated that you're not getting that friction. And I didn't feel the difference. I literally didn't. And then he came inside me. Well, that I felt. I was so pissed off. The second I felt it, I mean, I turned around like mad as a hornet. I mean, really, that was so rude, so wrong. You do not do that. So that made that turned our great sexual experience into a bad one. And in fact, I don't think I think at that point, I chose not to see him again because there's a trust thing broken with that. I mean, that to me is some shady shit. I mean, you could have gotten me pregnant and that would have been just absolutely horrible. So just for a couple pumps, I mean, come on, no, you don't do. Okay. The last thing I think that's really sort of a turn off is...
Hello, Curious Girl Diaries podcast listeners. Hey, I need a big favor. I'm getting ready to launch the Curious Girl Diaries private podcast.
This will be a private membership-based podcast where I can get even more revealing with you guys. I'm looking for input on content creation. Basically, what do you guys want to hear? Here's your chance to come and co-create with me. There's two ways to do this. Either email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Please put private pod in the subject line, or go to the website, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side, and leave me a voicemail. All co-creators will receive special access to the private podcast when it launches, which is very soon, so please don't wait. All right, now back to the show.
A man that can't lead. And I would say that that was definitely the situation in this, my most recent encounter that I just really consider to be bad, just bad sex, flat out bad. He couldn't lead. And sometimes men can't lead. But as you all know, I like a man. I like a dominant guy who really can move you around, who knows, I don't want to say that they have a playbook, but I'll take having a playbook over not having any plays. Like, no, it's just, okay, we're just going to do this one position until I come, who can't move you around, who can't switch it up, who can't decide like, okay, now I want to do this. Maybe we start out missionary. I might be upright and then you may flip me over or move my legs, or we get on top of something, some furniture. I mean, there's so many things to do, but I don't want to be the one leading. If I start leading, if I get into that headspace, guys, I'm a leader outside of the bedroom. When I'm with a man, I really love to be in my feminine energy. And I know that sounds cliche and woo-woo and all that. I don't even really like putting it that way, that my feminine energy. I have a hard time saying it, but I don't know how else to put it. It's just like I like to breathe a sigh of relief and know that somebody's in control for once other than me. And it's really nice. And as a woman, it's just one of the things I love about men. I love this about you guys. And you're a real man is the place and the outlet and the way that I can get that. So if you're not bringing that into the bedroom, and it doesn't have to be through BDSM, you don't have to be a true dominant, but if you have dominant energy or dominant tendencies, it can be the same thing. And I just like when a man knows what he's going to do to me, what he wants to do to my body, how he wants to make me feel, because he's going to enjoy it too. You know, it's not just about me. It's fully reciprocal. But if I'm the one sitting there, like trying to move us through the experience and the encounter that we're having, then I feel like you're dominant. I feel like a man's dominant. And there are women that play that role and that love that role. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just when I am with someone like that, it's just not very much fun for me. And that was part of what was going on too with this guy, is really he was just not exciting enough. That might not be fair. Just not floating my boat. I mean, I wasn't feeling the right energy. And we had talked about it, and he said that he's a dominant guy. I didn't see any of it. I got to tell you, like crickets. So sometimes I think maybe people just tell you what they want to hear because they want to get you into bed. But I absolutely didn't see any of the game he was talking outside of the bedroom and before the bedroom. I just think that he was reaching. He was just reaching, trying to maybe over represent himself and he really wasn't that way. And that's fine. It's okay if you want to try to do something different and explore. You should say that. You should say you want to do something different and explore. You know, it's okay to say, hey, I've been having vanilla sex my whole life. I'm interested in learning new stuff and I'd like to try that. That was me 5 years ago. I absolutely don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is if you're misrepresenting yourself. And I kind of think he did. And I'm a little, given that fact, I am a little bit forgiving because, you know, not what a waste of my time. I mean, it was a waste of my time. I really could have done so much better, like just having a self session at home. Really a lot better. I would have come more. I would have used more toys. I would have flipped myself in different positions. I would have had a great playbook for myself if I was the one leading. I just didn't know I was supposed to show up and lead. So it was just the whole thing was just awkward. But anyway, it's not like the guy's a bad guy and asshole, but it was bad sex. So anyway, there you go, guys. I think I was wanting to tell that because obviously I remember, was it back in the Q&A a couple episodes ago, somebody was asking me, I can't remember exactly what the question was, but I remember thinking, I hope I don't sound like every dating experience I have is a 10. Everybody I sleep with, it's phenomenal. No, I mean, you kiss a lot of frogs. This is real life. It's no different for me as it is for anybody else who's trying to get out there and do this. And it takes a lot of work. And sometimes you hit these lulls with people where you're just, you know, you're not really connecting or something. You can't quite get it right. And, you know, but you keep at it. I mean, it's just anything that you want to invest your time in and be persistent with, it does pay off. And so bummer is you got to have some, I guess, a disappointing sex every once in a while along the way. Yeah, it's not the worst thing. There's definitely worse things in the world than that. So anyways, well, there you go, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope everyone's having a great summer. I know I am. I'm just like packing and getting rid of stuff. And I feel like every day now I'm living every day with all this pressure. Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do. There's so much to do. It finally kicked in. It kicked in about, I guess, earlier last week or end of last week. I'm now just like, like panic mode. I mean, not panic, but I'm definitely starting to feel this pressure of everything I'm trying to do with Patreon and keep up with my two podcasts every week and trying to get sponsors and planning a road trip across the country, trying to invite you guys to come along for that, record some of it in my car. You know, sometimes I'm like, am I trying to do too much at once? I don't know, but that's kind of how I am. So, all right. There you go, guys. Everybody, love you. Stay safe. Mwah. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.